Now it's ready. So make sure you
say who you are, who you're interviewing, and I will sit here and cuddle with Becky.
Hi, this is Brandon Kroos. I'm the writer and sometimes director of Second Shift. I am joined today by Brad Smith, who voices Jareth, is the technical producer. And what don't you do, Brad?
You forgot Belin.
Villain?
Belin.
Belin.
You know, that character you wrote?
Oh, yeah. There's so many, Brad.
I'll never forgive you.
Oh, the Simpsons ripoff character.
Yes, Simpsons ripoff character.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. So, Brad, why Second Shift?
Why Second Shift?
How did it start?
So, okay. I actually remember this pretty clearly. I was in... apparently I don't. I was either Indiana or Iowa. I think it was in Iowa. I was teaching I travel around teaching technical classes for work, and I was teaching a class at the University of Iowa, and I happened to be checking one of the local Boston geek-oriented live journal groups, and this person, who turned out to be Becky, posted a thing saying there's this audio drama that's looking for people. And when I was growing up, there was a local AM radio station that played like 1930s and 40s music during the day and old radio shows every Sunday night. It was awesome. And so I grew up listening to these old radio shows and, you know, animation and anime and that kind of stuff. So voice acting is something that I'd been kind of into. So I replied to her. She sent me a bit of script. I, sitting in my hotel room on my laptop, recorded myself reading a little chunk of script and sent it in. And
not for the last time.
No. Well, I never ended up recording second shift or anything on the laptop, thank goodness.
But in hotel rooms, didn't we have a few asynchronous recordings?
There were a couple of things where I was on the road and I had to go to some random recording studio or something like that to record. Yeah. But so I sent that in, and I ended up talking to Andrea on the phone during my lunch break, and the rest is sort of history, if you care.
Well, I do.
Ah, that's good. It's history for us.
Presumably the people listening do,
it's
too.
It's our history.
If they're still listening, they definitely care.
Okay.
What do your friends and family think of the project? In what ways do they listen? Or?
Oh, God. Most of my friends my age, I have by now beaten into listening to the show. And they're into it, and a lot of them have done voice acting and that kind of stuff on the show. You know, worked as extras and things. I gave it to my parents, and my mom at least says she's listened to it. My dad could not get through the first episode. So apparently our accents sound Indian to him, and he had no idea what was going on. And my dad is a smart guy, but for some reason, the show was just completely impenetrable to him. Mm. I don't know if it's a generational thing or what, but that is my one failure, friends and family wise. I think everyone else has been dragged kicking or screaming or otherwise into the fold, as it were.
So it's likely he won't ever listen to this.
And I sure as hell hope not.
All right. Yeah. So he won't be offended when I tell listeners that your parents nearly named you Pontius Pilate Smith.
Oh. We've been hanging out as a group for too long because you all know things you shouldn't know. I can't believe I told you that.
Moving right along. How similar or different would you say you are to your character, Jareth?
Oh, great. I should have been the only one laughing there. Everyone else apparently finds this really amusing. I think that I'm pretty similar to Jareth, actually. We are both pretty lawful good, I think. we're both a little bit I think Jareth has a lot of the same kinds of awkwardness that I have, which is to say, you know, it's not like he's not well-spoken or anything like that, but he gets a little bit self-conscious, and I can, and a little bit wrapped up in shoulds a lot. And that's something that I do too, and it's kind of cathartic to be able to see Jareth grow a bit, you know.
Do you find yourself screaming "absolutely not" in your daily life?
Oh, okay. So I hate you because the answer to that question is no, largely because I cannot say the words "absolutely not" among most of my social circles because they all start laughing at me if I say it. I actually once completely unintentionally responded to something with a vehement "absolutely not," and everybody started laughing at my ass, and it's your fault.
That was Neil Marsh as Peanut Gallery in the back there. Well, you're welcome. / I'm sorry. Mostly, I'm not sorry. So, since you touched on your fame among your circles, have you ever had sort of a celebrity moment of being recognized from Second Shift? Or,
well, it's kind of hard to be recognized from an audio drama. I haven't had anybody recognize my voice who didn't know before, but I have had people who know me and then get into the show. Even people who don't know me that well. I've had, on at least two occasions, I've gone to a party and had someone randomly accost me, and the first words out of their mouth are, "Say it!" Have I mentioned I hate you? I don't mind having a catchphrase, but you give me the stupidest catchphrase in the history of catchphrases.
Okay. To be fair, you brought that on yourself.
Did I? Oh. How did I bring that on myself?
Do you remember an email you sent me early into season one? Where it was this big long thing. I could dig it up and read it maybe, but it was like, oh, you know, Jareth's a great character, but, you know, I feel he's becoming a little bit too, you know, two-dimensional. We really, you know, it seems that he just arrives on the scene and shouts, "absolutely not," and that's just the extent of, you know, and I really feel, you know, limited by this. And, you know, I wrote back to say I really enjoyed Jareth and blah, 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 and absolutely we'd work on that. And then every episode since, John and I have... Well, in season one, anyway, we tried to find a way for Jareth to give a different delivery of the words "absolutely not" in each episode.
So this was just you getting back at me for being the uppity artist questioning your work.
But the best part is that I think it was like episode 12 or 13 where we omitted an "absolutely not," and you made us put one in.
I'm going to break my stride.
A little bit of a Stockholm, maybe.
Yeah. I think that's about all I've got to say about that. All
right. Well, you heard it here first, unless you listened to some of the episode commentaries in which I told that same story, but without Brad here.
Oh.
Okay. I think the Pontius thing's new, though.
I don't think
I've told the world that yet.
Thanks for that.
You are welcome. This is Brandon Crowe signing off.
Bye.
Toodles.